Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 58th week of our look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter number 42 as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Now look at verse number 9. And Joseph remembered the dreams which he had dreamed of them and said unto them, ye are spies to see the nakedness of the land. Matter of fact, let me back up in verse number 6. They bowed down themselves. Remember earlier when he was 17 years old, he dreamed those dreams. He told his brothers, say, I had a dream last night. What'd you dream about? Joseph, well, I dreamed him. I was a sheaf. And that y'all were sheaves, not sheep, sheaves of grain. And that y'all bowed down to me. You did obeisance to me. Boy, did they get fired up. See, that dream, that. So for the first time, it's been 20 years, okay, since he's dreamed that dream, it's finally come to fruition. When they bowed to him, that dream come, oh, now. I interpreted the butler's, I interpreted the baker's dream, I interpreted the Pharaoh's dream. Now I know what my dream's all about. My brothers have come, they bow down to me. Of course, that wasn't the end of the second dream. Remember the second dream? He dreamed about the sun, stars, and the moon, and all that, and told Jacob, his dad, well, they're going to bow down to me. And Jacob kind of got turned sideways to his boy. Well, you think I'm going to bow down to you, son? But after he said that, the Bible says that Jacob began to observe Joseph. The thought is, I just wonder, after he said, who do you think you are? So I'm going to bow down to you and our whole family going to bow down to you. But the Bible clearly states that Jacob began to observe him. Because Jacob knew there was something special about Joseph. So Jacob said, well, I don't know, but I'm going to watch and just see how this plays out. Well, they stand before him. And in verse number 9, when Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed of them, and he said unto them, ye are spies to see the nakedness of our land, ye are come. Remember I mentioned this, other people were come from all over the world, even though he knew who they were. We'll get to that. Let me just, and they said unto him, nay, my Lord. Boy, if they only knew who they were talking to back right then. Nay, my Lord. But to buy food are thy servants come. We are all one man's sons. We are true men. Thy servants are no spies. And that word, again, that word true means honest. Of course, there could be some debate about that. But anyway, they're telling Joseph, who's the second, hey, we're true men. We're honest guys. We're not spies. We've just simply come to buy food. Verse number 12, Joseph responds to them, nay, but you've come to see the nakedness of the land, you're come. You're coming to see the weaknesses of our country. So when you go back to your king and ruler, you can tell the king all about, hey, these are weak spots in Egypt. That's what Joseph is saying. No, you see the nakedness of the land, and you come. Verse number 13, they again said, none. They said, no, thy servants are 12 brethren. They didn't forget Joseph. Notice that. There's 12 of us. The sons of one man in the land of Canaan, and behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one is not. And the Bible does not say, but as a human, you know that Joseph's mind just started churning. I know who you are. I know what you've done to me. Heard about Dad, and at least now he's alive. And Benjamin, he's alive. And then they said, and one is not. I wonder what Joseph thought when he said, one's not where he's at, you know. Whether he's dead or out there in the slavery, he's just not with us anymore is what he's saying. They didn't know what had happened to Joseph. I'm sure they just assumed he was somewhere in Egypt as a slave, a lowly slave. And one is not. Verse number 14, Joseph said unto them, that is it that I spake unto you, saying, ye are spies? Did you hear what I said? That's what he's saying. That I said unto you, you're spies. Verse number 15, hereby shall ye be proved. You'll be tested. We're going to check this out. By the life of Pharaoh, ye shall not go henceforth, except your youngest brother come hither. Now, we're going to find this in chapter number 43. All this takes place. But he's setting the table. Joseph is saying, No, I'm not going to believe you unless your youngest brother, I want to see him. Of course, Joseph wanted to see Benjamin. So he's setting the table here. Joseph was a wise man. Verse number 16. So send one of you, just one of you, and let him fetch your brother, and ye shall be kept in prison, that your words may be proved that you're telling the truth, whether there be any truth in you, or else by the life of Pharaoh, surely ye are spies. And he put them all together in the ward in the prison 3 days. Now, how ironic it is. Again, I have to chuckle when I read this again, to think that Joseph was thinking as he's hatching out this plan, because he wanted to see his brother Benjamin. In the meantime, he's going to give his brothers a taste of what he had for a few years in prison. I'm going to throw you in there for a few days. You're going to, and in the back of Joseph's mind, I imagine he's saying, you're going to eat what I ate. you're going to drink what I had. You're going to sleep on that same hard floor that I had to for a few years. Well, for 3 days, we're going to find out they were in the war. And I, again, the Bible does not say, but I think in the psychology of Scripture, and even in Joseph's mind, I would not doubt that he probably put him in the same cell that Joseph was in the same place. The Bible knows it say, but I could just imagine, okay, you're going to get a little taste of the medicine, kind of teach you a little lesson. You know, you ain't going to be there for years, but for 3 days, I could see that. Now, verse number 18. And Joseph said unto them the third day. Okay, they, in their mind, they're stuck there for a long time. But in Joseph's mind, it's just a short time. He's had a plan. And then the third day. Now, this do and live, for I fear God. Now, again, that ought to kind of, in those brothers' mind, a red flag ought to show, ought to bing, a light should have come on. Didn't say I fear Isis, whoever their gods were. Here, Joseph, who's the second in command of Egypt, he said, I fear God, Jehovah, your God. Something that you would have thought, wow, how did he know about our God? But anyway, it's interesting. Let's move on. Verse number 19. If ye be true men, if what you're saying is so, let one of your brethren be bound in the house of your prison. Go ye and carry corn for the famine of your houses, but bring your youngest brother unto me, so your words will be verified, and ye shall not die. And they did so. So what happens? Joseph gives the terms for the release of prison. On his terms, he releases them from prison. So all of the brothers could go except one. One among you is going to have to stay. The rest of you go and you take the corn, the food back home with you. Okay, verse number 21. They said one to another, we are very guilty concerning our brother, verily guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the anguish of his soul when he besought us, and we would not hear. Before I go any farther, remember I meant when we were in the section of a couple of chapters ago about Joseph being thrown in the pit? And I said that after he threw them in the pit, the Bible says they sat down and eat bread. Remember that? And I mentioned, and some of y'all probably, where is he getting all this? Because it didn't say that in chapter 38, 39, wherever that was, about Joseph being thrown in the pit, that he was hollering and screaming, get me out of here! Why are you doing this? This is where it come from. This in chapter 42, The brother said, we heard him cry out the anguish of his soul, and we're just sitting there and we start eating bread. And I remember saying this a few weeks ago, I hope they got heartburn. They're sitting there eating a good meal, and Joseph's crying out, why are you doing this? And the brothers are admitting, we heard him crying out. Of course, they didn't know this was Joseph. And Joseph's hearing this for the first time.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.